I'm exhausted. Today was such a long day. I had a lot of fun. How about you, baby? I'm glad to hear that. Can we cuddle for a bit before we go to sleep? This feels really good. What is what? This melody? It's a lullaby that's been passed down in my family for generations. There's a story that goes with it, but it's kinda... You want to hear it? I don't know, baby. It's a bit absurd. I don't care if you laugh or anything. I just don't want you to think that my family is, you know. Alright then, if you insist. Make yourself comfortable. It's quite a long story. So, you know that I've lived in this country for quite some time now. But my family isn't from around here. My ancestors were spread all over the world, mostly across the ocean. And they believed in some interesting things. The story that floats around says that we are children of sirens. Yeah, sirens. Nowadays they get mistaken for mermaids, but in our story mermaids were like dolphins, for example, and sirens were like sharks. So mermaids were exceptionally beautiful, but they couldn't sing and they were mostly harmless, feeding on smaller fish, seaweed and plankton. As for sirens, they sang hypnotic songs to lure in sailors and eat them. But I think the storytellers messed it up at some point, because in Greek mythology, sirens were half humans, half birds. So, I don't know. You think it's interesting? Doesn't it weird you out? I really thought you would start mocking me or something worse. Yeah, I guess you wouldn't do that. Okay, so do you want to hear the whole story? Alright. It was a dark and stormy night, filled with a deadly resonating voice of a creature that allures both men and boys and persuades them to unite with the death's frightening embrace. It has a fish's tail and human face. In the middle of the stormy night, a sailor rang the bell, screaming in fright.
Sirens! It's a sirens!
Hey, newbie, cover your ears. Stop asking stupid questions and just do it. And get away from the railing. Or you'll fall over. What was that? Captain, what are you doing? Cover your ears, damn it!
Finally, I was starting to get impatient. Who am I? I believe you humans call us, sirens? Now, no need to be so scared. I will not hurt you. I hate seeing my food in pain. Yes, I am going to eat you, but before that... What do you mean, I cannot? I know that you are a human, that is exactly why. Just like your kin feeds on cattle and poultry, we feed on humans when we get a chance, since they possess the highest nutritional value. There is no point in trying to escape. That cave leads to a dead end. I think it would be more terrifying for you to face me in absolute darkness. So just stay where you are and behave. I would like to ask you a question. I have heard many stories about your species, but there is an odd one that floats around and I cannot help but wonder. Is it true that you humans connect your bodies not only for the sake of reproduction, but also for... What was the word? Pleasure? I apologize. Was my question not clear enough? Could you answer it then? Why are you getting flustered? Just speak your mind. Oh, you do not partake in such acts that often. Even if you have never done it, I do not think that is an obstacle as long as you know the principle. You know how it is done, right? Wonderful. Let me change my appearance so it is easier for you to demonstrate. I have always wondered how it feels to do such. What is wrong? Why do you look so frightened? There are only few of us who can turn our lower body into human legs, but it takes a lot of energy, so we end up being very weak in this form. Put that dagger away. Like I said, I will not hurt you. I did not want to do this, but you give me no choice. I will take this so that no one gets hurt. Everything is all right. You have nothing to worry about. You are safe.
Safe.
Imagine you are at home, in your bed. You are feeling warm and comfortable.
Comfortable.
All the tension is gradually disappearing, leaving you completely relaxed. Your mind is at ease, filled with nothing but my voice. Your body is getting ready for me. You are becoming more and more aroused from the thought of taking my body. Making me do whatever you desire.
Whatever you desire.
You will be the first man. To teach me. How to indulge in the act of pleasure.
Pleasure.
Tell me. What do you want me to do?
What do you want me to do?
What do you want? Kiss you. How do I do that? You want me to suck your cock? What is that? Oh, something down here seems to have grown in size. Fascinating. Let me take a closer look. So this is your reproductive organ. Your cock. It is so hard and warm. Lick the shaft. Is it this part? All right. Swirl my tongue around the tip, like this. Am I doing this right? Oh, it is leaking. Tastes salty. What are these? They are so soft, yet there is something round and stiff inside. Testicles. What do I do with them? Play. Like this? Can I squish them a little? Yes, I will be gentle. What if I put them in my mouth? Do you like it? Deep throat. What does that mean? Oh, so I shove your cock all the way inside my mouth? Let me try. Like this? You seem to be enjoying yourself. I like that expression. Take a good look at me as I put your cock back in my mouth. Does it feel good? Yes? Let me hear your voice. Just like that. Oh, this is strange. I cannot get enough of you. Oh.
Oh, you like your cock inside my mouth? What just happened? What is this white liquid? You got it all over my face. I even swallowed some of it. Come. Oh, so this is human seed. Interesting. It is quite bitter. I think I like it. Say that again. You wanted to fuck me. Is that a human act of pleasure? Finally, I cannot wait to experience what it feels like. Alright, I will lay on my back and spread my legs. Interesting sensation. The way your cock is filling me up down there. You are spreading my insides. Incredible. It feels warm down there. My womb is full of your seed. No need to be worried. I do not think sirens can bear a human offspring. We have to lay our eggs into the water and they are fertilized externally by a male. Although I have not spawned yet, I am pretty sure that your way of reproduction is much more pleasant. You did well, human. As a token of appreciation, I will let you go. I lied earlier about the dead end. If you follow this path, you should arrive by the nearby village by the end of the day. Stop staring at me and go before I change my mind. Why would you want to see me again? You do not know. You are probably just confused because of dehydration. What? Tomorrow at noon. Here. No, I am the only one who knows about this place. Actually, give me that pendant of yours. We sirens look pretty similar, so you will know it is me if I have this. Now go, otherwise you will pass out before you even get to the village. He is lucky to have such a handsome face. So, that was the story. What you think? Wow, I didn't expect such an answer. A nice fairy tale, huh? Oh, yeah. So, apparently, the siren got this pendant from her lover as a memento, and it's been passed down to her descendants ever since. I guess it looks kinda old and dirty, but I like it. It feels important, you know? Anyway, let's go to sleep. Thank you for listening to the whole thing, baby. I love you too. I'll turn off the lights. Good night. He always falls asleep so fast. Such a handsome face.